This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Absolute bonkerific debate yesterday at the Supreme Court.
Bonkerific.
Bonkerific.
That's a good one. I hadn't heard that before.
Yes, yeah, so Supreme Court justices debate whether we will allow a medical fad to govern how parents can raise their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's at stake here. We talked about this yesterday, but it really is. The problem with this is this law in Tennessee that says, hey, you can't give kids puberty blockers. You can't give kids gender reassignment surgery. They cannot consent to it. It is illegal here in Tennessee. The top appeals federal appeals court had affirmed the law, said, yes, that's fine. The Biden administration appealed. So now we're before the Supreme Court. And we're arguing about whether the state of Tennessee can deny this treatment to children. Okay, here's what's really at stake here, though. It's not just about the state of Tennessee. If this comes out, you know, the Supreme Court were to find in some way that this is legitimate medical treatment and Tennessee can't do this, can't ban it. Well, guess who can't ban it either? Parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're going with this. That's the purpose of this. They are hoping to establish, because this Supreme Court's a little weird. They'll surprise you sometimes. That's why the Biden administration took the risk. You don't know what they'll do. If this Supreme Court were to come back and say, hey, yeah, no, Tennessee can't stop this. This is legitimate medical treatment. Total score. Because guess who else is not going to be able to stop it anymore either? And that's parents. Parents aren't going to be able to stop it. And that's exactly what the left wants. What you're watching here is the left attempting to erase parental consent, the left attempting to give children total decision-making ability over their parents. And the second they get that, it's going to apply to everything. This is a multi-step process, of course, but that's what this is an attempt to override the parent and have the school gym teacher make the decisions. If school gym teacher decides, hey, your kid's kind of transgender, maybe they should pursue some option. Maybe they should look at puberty blockers because your child told the school gym teacher or your guidance counselor, hey, I think I'm transgender. Mom and dad's rights go right out the door. And the woke liberal who knows best is the one who has the say. I mean, that is where we will be. In fact, the left is setting that up in states like Minnesota, where they have been, in Maryland, too, where they have, you know, put in place sanctuary laws. So, you know, if you tell your guidance counselor that you think you're transgender because you read about it on TikTok, you saw it on TikTok, or now all your friends are transgender and you want to transition, mom says no. Well, they put you in a car, take you to another state, kidnap you. And the authorities are barred from doing anything in terms of charging the kidnapper, returning the child to the parents. These are literal kidnap laws. So it takes the prerogative away from any parent, puts it in the hands of whatever woke leftist gets their claws into your kid, is where they're ultimately going with this. And the first step is to make sure states can't bar these procedures. And I know that sounds terrible, but that is exactly where the left is going with all this. The good news is we won this election, because things would have turned out very badly had we not won this election. You could see that yesterday, Lee, at the court.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia Sotomayor, I got to tell you what, you couldn't see this, but the founding fathers were rolling in their graves yesterday. Just, wow, how did this person ever end up on the Supreme Court? Comparing removing a child's genitals to taking an aspirin.
Yeah.
This and the way she sounds so snippy here. Take a listen. This is Sonia Sotomayor.
Cannot eliminate the risk of detransitioners. So it becomes a pure exercise of weighing benefits versus risk. And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk. Even taking aspirin. There is always going to be a percentage of the population under any medical treatment that's going to suffer a harm.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's hear from one of those. Chloe Cole discovered when she was 12 on TikTok, exactly as I'm saying, that you could transition your gender. She had never before then known that. She'd never shown any signs of being a transgender individual, decided this must be what's wrong with her. And all the adults in her life went, cool, great, here, have some puberty blockers. Here's how that ended.
When I was 13, I had my first testosterone injection. This caused permanent changes to my body. My voice will forever be deeper, my jawline sharper, my nose longer, my bone structure permanently masculinized, my Adam's apple more prominent. My fertility unknown. I had a double mastectomy at 15. After my breasts were taken away from me, the tissue was incinerated.
If you listen to her, one of her ovaries is completely destroyed. It'll never produce eggs. The other one has such minimal function. They're just going to have to see if it's going to be possible for her to have children or not. She does not know.
Never heard of anyone who took an aspirin that wound up that happening. So
no, that's not something. And for Sotomayor to just gaff off, well, some people will be hurt. Who cares? Well, again, we have this Dutch study that found, and I'm looking at it right now in the New York Post, 11% of kids report struggling with their gender in early adolescence, right? So a little more than 1 out of 10. But by the age of 26, that number plummeted to 4%. So even in Common Core math, more than half the kids who thought that, you know, hey, I might be transgender, maybe I need to do this, maybe I need to transition, by 26, more than half of them are like, nope, I'm good. I'll keep my ovaries. That is not one or two kids who took a bad aspirin.
No.
That is more than half. And these are permanent disfiguring operations. You know how our military, Lee, has been doing transgender transitioning surgeries, and there's been a lot of debate about whether that's a good thing, bad thing, whatever. But one thing that is not debatable, and the article we had on this made this really clear, once you have this surgery and what is called a neo-vagina is created for you, or a fake penis, because it's not real, you have to have ongoing treatment for life.
Yeah.
For life. Why? Because the skin rots. It literally rots off your body.
Well, that's the body rejecting a foreign, you know, situation. Just like fighting an infection.
Exactly. And so there is no way you cannot have further medical interventions here. So the idea that, well, you know, 11% of kids think they're trans, we'll just trans them all, transition them all. And hey, you know, if only 4% by 26 think that was a really good idea, well, what about the 60%? I don't know, take an aspirin. This, I can't believe we are debating this at the Supreme Court when in the UK they are going in the opposite direction. The national health system has banned use of puberty blockers. Period, except for in very limited cases, like where they're doing a study. That's it. No puberty blockers, no transition surgeries, period.
Well, and there are rare medical cases where children enter puberty extremely early, like in, you know, 5-6 years old. And that may be a situation where something like that may be called for. But that's a very extreme and rare situation.
Right. So this is not standard medical care anymore. France is going in the same direction now. This is not standard medical care. This is voodoo science. We have the math. We have the science to prove this. And so this is what we're debating. And I can't even believe we're debating this. AJ writes in a comment on my Facebook page, they are young kids. They change their mind every hour.
Yeah. I know adults that do that.
So. Yeah. So, oh, whoa. Yeah. Wait, I've got a troll on Facebook. It's none of your GD business what other people decide to do. Well, yes, adults. That's true. And nobody's debating whether an adult can have transition surgery.
Yeah.
But it is absolutely society's business what children decide to do.
Yes.
It is first and foremost their parents' business what children decide to do.
Well, it
and the idea that children can decide to do these things
certainly
is
seemed to be the government's business when it was about a COVID-19 vaccine, wasn't it, Tara?
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a mask, or social distancing, or shutting down businesses.
And again, I think when you look at Chloe Cole's case, she flat out says, "Yeah, I got the idea. I was transgender on TikTok." How old were you? I was 12. So you weren't transgender before that? No, I wasn't. Great. Fantastic. So this is very much the first step in a parents' right debate about stripping the right from parents to block their kids from doing this.